It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Debbie Good.
Our guest today is Casey Jo Kellner, urban forester with the City of Springfield's Public Works Department. Casey Jo, what is the urban forest and why should we care about it?
Our urban forest could also sometimes be referred to as our community forest, and it really entails all of the trees that would be cared for within the community of Springfield. So the community forest is really the trees that are managed by the city or the Parks Department and those that are managed by our citizens and private property owners. Our urban forest is a little bit more specific in that it refers more closely to those trees that are managed by public entities like the city or the county.
And how is Springfield's urban forest doing?
I think we're on an upswing on our community forest and our urban forest. We have had a lot of support in recent years for planting programs. The devastating ice storm of 2007 really brought to light the importance of trees to our community, and we have really made an effort to take a hold of that negative situation and turn it into a positive. It brought a lot of people back to saying trees are important, and so we have held on to that and used that kind of as a campaign to continue with reforestation.
And tell us why trees are important. What do they do for us?
Well, I kind of like to think of trees as like a magic little pill that solves all your problems. And, you know, you can buy those things from infomercials, or you could just go and plant a tree. Trees actually benefit our health and wellness. They promote spending in our downtown areas. Areas with trees have a tendency to also have higher spending levels. So that means more tax money, and they're, of course, very attractive and aesthetically pleasing. So trees provide a lot of different benefits, and that's not even touching on the environmental benefits, such as improving air quality and water quality. As you know, stormwater management is a kind of hot topic in our whole state, but specifically in Springfield. So our community trees provide a lot of benefit by absorption and interception and erosion prevention for our stormwater.
Now, I know that global climate change is in the news and carbon dioxide levels going up and up. What do trees do for that?
So trees will reduce what we call the heat island effect. So all of our highly populated areas have a tendency to be warmer. And the more trees we have in those areas, it helps reduce that heat. So you have trees along our streets help shade that asphalt, and they actually also increase pavement life because the sun exposure to our pavement decreases pavement life. So we get not only the decrease in the heat island effect, but we also get an increase in the life of our pavement and other surfaces.
Wow. Okay. And so what programs does the City of Springfield have to preserve and improve our community forests and our urban forests?
We have several programs that range from tree preservation. We have a tree canopy restoration and preservation policy within our Public Works and Parks departments. So it's an internal city policy where on all of our construction projects, we evaluate the trees as part of the planning process. We preserve whatever trees we can, and then we reserve funding to reforest at 2 times the canopy that was lost. It's a big step in the right direction. We also have a community involvement program called Neighborwoods, where we go to different communities or neighborhoods, and we offer to purchase and plant trees in the right-of-way if the corresponding property owner will help us maintain that tree by watering it for the first few years to get it established. Our Tree City USA committee has a tree registry where you can go and register a tree in honor of someone. You can pick any tree in the city of Springfield and register that for their birthday. It could be a newly planted tree or maybe granddad's favorite tree in town. And you can register that for them. And then they can use those funds that are created by the tree registry to help out other people that maybe need a tree or have a project that needs to be done.
Wow, that sounds great. What other governmental bodies and agencies do you work with to accomplish some of this?
I work with the state of Missouri, most specifically the Missouri Department of Conservation and occasionally the Missouri Department of Agriculture. We work with them a lot in planning. There are things like invasive forest pests we have to be watching out for. So when we are planning our plantings, our goal is to create a diversified urban forest so that we have a lot of different genus and species. So when we have threats to our urban forest, we know that if a particular insect, for example, the emerald ash borer, were to come to town, that we would have an idea of what that impact would be and to be able to minimize that by having good population densities and diversity. I also work a lot with Greene County and the Parks Department, and that's probably it.
Okay. And how are your programs funded?
Our programs are, all of our planting programs are funded currently through the quarter cent capital improvement tax, which is actually coming up for a vote in April. And so all of the money that we are using for reforestation currently is coming from that. We also get money every year from city utilities where they assist us in the Neighborwoods program. They provide $5,000 a year for the purchase and planting of trees in Neighborwoods.
And what do you see for the future of urban forestry in Springfield? Do you see people becoming interested in a greater understanding of the importance of trees in our community?
I do, and that's actually one of our greatest challenges, is helping our community to understand the diversity of those benefits is beginning to promote trees in a way that they have not been promoted in the past. So my hope is that as our community realizes this is a very critical infrastructure resource, that they will start protecting it and preserving it more. They will continue to support planting projects and planting plans. We will be able to expand what we're doing. And long term, I would really love to see some sort of non-for-profit in Springfield that would help people plant trees on private property or care for the trees on private property. The tree resource we have right now is a wonderful resource, but it's very difficult for people to take care of. Frequently, a lot in the north side, we have a lot of large trees, but we also have a lot of people that aren't able to care for them. So I would love to see a non-for-profit developed in our area that would help maintain the resource that we have and then grow the resource that we do not.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like adopt a street, only maybe adopt,
adopt a tree.
Adopt a yard. That's a great idea. Yeah. What is your favorite urban tree?
My favorite tree is a bald cypress. And that comes from my grandfather, who actually was an arborist. And he had one just outside of their house. And it's just a tree I always loved.
Yeah, they're beautiful. I have one in my neighborhood. Yeah. Well, thank you, Casey Jo, for being on our program today. Our guest has been Casey Jo Kellner, urban forester with the City of Springfield Public Works Department. I'm Debbie Good, and this has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.